During the next few minutes, we will be engaging in a meditation that takes you back to the time of your Credo conference. It will be a time to return to the memories and emotions you felt then, to reflect on how you've changed since returning home from the conference, and to understand more about yourself by taking a look backward. Soren Kierkegaard wrote, "Life is lived forward, but understood backward." Take a moment to breathe your soul into the presence of God. As you breathe in, let your heart become still. As you breathe out all that keeps you worried or distracted. Breathe in the spirit of remembrance. Breathe out any lack of awareness or focus that swirls around your soul. Breathe. 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 Life is always changing. As change catches us in its wake, memory helps keep us steady. Remembering not only gives us the opportunity to recall an important time, experience, or encounter, it also connects us with that time, experience, or encounter, so that nothing is ever lost. As you sit quietly in the stillness of God's presence, allow your mind and heart to go back to the time of your Credo conference. In your mind's eye, visualize yourself as you made your way to the conference. What were some of your first feelings on arriving? Were you exhausted? Curious? Cautious? Hopeful? Recall the people in your small group. Was your small group all you hoped it would be? Imagine the plenary room where the first presentations took place. What were you learning during those first few days? How were you coming to a deeper self-understanding? Remember the morning of silent discernment. Was it a relief to have silence, or were you still hungering for more conversation and learning? As the week progressed and the community deepened in trust, what barriers in you came down? How vulnerable did you feel you could be? When Sunday afternoon unfolded, what did you feel as people gathered to share? As the conference came to a close, what emotions do you remember feeling? Gratitude? A longing for home? Renewed interest and passion for your ministry? Hope for your future? Take a few moments now to remember the people with whom you shared the week and for the community that was formed there. Now sit quietly for a few moments and see if there's anything that God wants to reveal to you. Now bring yourself back to this room, this time, this place. Feel the weight of your body and the breath in your lungs. And pray with me the Credo Prayer. Holy God, be in my mind that I might let go of all that diminishes the movement of your spirit within me. Discerning God, be in my eyes, that I might see you in the midst of all the busyness that fills my life. Loving God, be in my heart, that I can be open to those I love, to those with whom I share ministry, and to the whole human family. Gracious God, be in that grace-filled silence that lies deep within me, that I might live in Christ as Christ lives in me. Amen. And now, when you feel ready, open your eyes.